Good morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how would you greet somebody around December 25th? You'd say, I hope you...
Merry Christmas.
Right. Is there anything else you've heard people around here say at Christmas time besides that?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sure. Okay. Or maybe something that you say on Christmas Day when you meet somebody, you try to say it to them?
Christmas gift.
Sure. When you say that, do you really intend for them to give you something?
No, not all the time. It's just a word.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I might meet you on the street and I see you. I said, well, hello, Christmas gift.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't be expecting nothing, uh-huh. you to give me nothing, but
right.
that's just a...
Just a way of
just
greeting.
Just a word of greeting.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if you're having, if somebody has visited you and they're about to leave, and if you've enjoyed their visit, you might say, welcome.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed you.
Okay. And if somebody has done you a favor, you know, in way of appreciation, you might say, well, I sure am much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm much obliged to you.
Okay.
Now, thank you.
Right. And if you have some things that you need to get in town, you say that you need to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
Okay. And if you made a purchase, you'd say the storekeeper took a piece of paper and...
Oh, you want it.
Well, if he was going to fix it up for you, you say he took a piece of paper and wrapped...
Wrapped it up.
All right. And when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
Okay. What about if a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them? You say they're selling...
Bargain.
Right. Or maybe they're selling at a...
Stop.
Okay. Would it ever be the case that they would be selling at a loss?
Oh, yeah. Selling at a loss to sell like that. If they were selling lower than what they paid for them.
Right. Okay. Or say if you see something that you like, but it's just really expensive, you might say, well, I'd sure like to have that, but it just...
Too high.
It just too much.
Too much for me to pay for. It's
mm-hmm.
too expensive.
Right, or it
costs more than I'm able to pay for it.
Okay. But if you really want to have it, you might go to your, like if it's a car, you might go to your banker and ask to...
Borrow.
Mm-hmm. And he might say, well... We'd like to let you have it, but nowadays money's mighty...
Scarce.
Sure. And if it's time to pay the bill, you say that the bill is...
Due.
Right. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
Okay. What about if a boy is down at a creek or a pond, something like that? If he goes off the end of a board and he goes in, you say he...
Died.
Right. He did a...
A die.
Right. He might say, watch me, I'm going to...
Dive off the boat.
Right. And if he was telling me about it, he did it yesterday, he'd say, yesterday I...
Dived in the
right.
creek.
And if he's done it a lot, he'd say, I've...
Always did it.
Okay, I've always died.
Uh-huh.
I've always...
Dived.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And when he gets in the water, he begins to...
Swim.
Right. And if he did it yesterday, and he was telling me about it, he'd say, yesterday I...
Swam the creek.
Right. If he's done it a lot, he'd say, I've a lot.
I swam a lot.
Okay. Have you ever seen anybody dive in the water but land flat, you know, and make a popping sound, throw up a lot of water?
Splash.
Right. You say he did a...
Splash.
Mm. You ever heard people call it a belly buster?
Yeah, I heard it.
When they land flat?
On the radio.
Mm-hmm.
On television.
Call that a...
Belly buster or something.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Or say if a boy, well, if talking about a person who's swimming, if he gets in water that's too deep for him, say he might...
Drown.
Right. If you heard about that happened to somebody yesterday, you say, yesterday so-and-so...
Got drowned.
Right. Okay. What about if a boy is playing around in the yard?